So we're finding out all about Live at Home this week, our charity of the week. Karen, you have so many things that you do already anyway, but you're adding even more services, aren't you?
Yeah, it is about connecting with the community. We have two new exciting projects, and David will talk about another service that we're hoping to start. One of our projects is working with the Eastern Amenity site, and we're going to do something similar to the repair shop, which will work from the mending sheds in the north of the island. So we'll hopefully do a lot more publicity around the beginning of December for that. And the other one is our connections project. We've been given a little bit of funding from two corporates to start younger people connecting with older people, writing to each other. So like a pen pal system. So we, at the minute, we're working with Henry Bloom Noble School for some of the younger children. And also we're hoping to work with the college with people whose first language is not English. So, you know, writing to each other. So we're going to kick that off at Christmas with Christmas cards, and then there'll be an introduction later on.
So this is all part of our reducing isolation and loneliness drive. But the other thing that we're looking at doing is revitalising the handyman service. Now, this has been tried by various people, but the one we're comparing it with is some years ago, Leonard Cheshire had a handyman service which was worked with in conjunction with government. And this basically employed somebody who could do a lot of the little jobs for people in their own homes, not in competition with the commercial providers, but if you'd somebody who wanted a rail fitting or wanted a gate fixing. And really, the builders are not interested because it's only a couple of hours' work and there's no money in it, really, that they would come and do that. And some of the things that was that then diversified into that, and the gentleman who runs our Northern Men in Sheds actually operated that service. And this could be putting in ramps for people to get in and out of their own homes. It could be putting a shower seat in. It could be putting a grab rail in to get in the bath, out of a bath. All small stuff, as I say, that people will do, but it's what people want. And these are things that can stop people actually living on their own, because if they can't get a shower, then somebody says, oh, well, you need to go into residential care or whatever. And often enough, these things can be very easily resolved. They don't always involve lots of money in getting them sorted out. It can be very, very simple how this can be achieved. And sometimes it's just even a question of saying to people, this is how you can do it. Now, obviously, the person who we will have doing this is not a person who is necessarily a qualified builder, but it's what I would call a very well qualified do-it-yourself handyman who knows, and I suppose who knows what to do and what not to do, but again knows the limits of what we can do, so we don't get involved in things like knocking walls down, because that's not what we're into. It's providing these little things which just makes life a little bit easier for people, and a lot of people with mobility problems, as long as they've got a rail, they can do all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking to do. But it could also be, you know, that gate keeps coming off and you just go around and do it. Some of the things we've also done from Men in Sheds is to repair benches for local authorities and a raft of things like that. But it's all small stuff, but it's things that make a difference to people's lives. So we're hoping to get that up and running again in the near future. And that will be a big difference. But everything we do is, as I said before, is designed to keep the individual as independent as possible for as long as possible, as safely as possible. And that's what we try and do. And if you get somebody going in to fit and maybe something as simple as fitting a new toilet seat, you know, where it's a bit fiddly, I've got arthritis in my hand and I can't do it. But that can suddenly start the person having the involvement with Live at Home, and we can do all sorts of things with them. Because people are very reluctant to admit that they are feeling isolated and lonely. So this is why we've got to give them the opportunity of supporting us, if you like, rather than us going in to support them. We have to be tactful how we approach these things. And again, you know, families will say to us, well, actually, you know, family dynamics have changed. In years gone by, you'd have the whole family all lived together in the Isle of Man. They were all people now live all over the place. But even if the family living on the island, with work as it is, people are working all sorts of different hours. And by the time they get finished work, they haven't really got time to go and do these things. But if they know that somebody else is keeping an eye on mother or father or whatever, and if there is an issue, they'll call them and say, look, we think you'd better pop round. That's something which Something which we did try to start is something which is runs in Jersey, which is called the postman only always drinks twice, because some people, the only person they see is the postman or the milkman. When the milkman is now, well, a lot of the milkmen now are delivering milk at about 3 a.m, so that's not quite the same. But a lot of people, it's just the postman. And this was encouraging the postman to engage with people. And this is something which we'd like to try and do as well, because that's the person who knows what's going on in the community. That's the person who notices, hold on, the milk hasn't been taken in for a couple of days. What's wrong? One of the things that did help that in the past was, of course, Meals on Wheels. Mm-hmm. And we know a lot of instances where somebody's been taken ill and the person who's really come to their aid has been the Meals on Wheels person at sort of 8 o'clock the next morning. And in some cases, that's been a real lifesaver. So what we're looking to do is try. We had this thing, Karen will tell you about this because it was her brainchild, some years ago called Community Spirit.
Yeah, just basically. So we feel that, you know, communities are evaporating over time. People are working longer, or they're looking after grandchildren while their children work, and the community spirit tends to be disappearing a bit. So we're trying to get it back by focusing on who the hub of the community now is. As David said, you know, we can't use the people we've used. So we were talking to farmers who were quite interested, and also Neighbourhood Watch, because there's Neighbourhood Watch in most areas, and they were very keen, for many reasons, to go away from the policey role into building the community role. They were very keen. We had everybody signed up. Our government supported the work we were doing. And then it changed. But that is something we could have another look at.
Might revisit it, yeah.
We looked alongside that was something which we called second responders. The working name was second responders, because I think everybody's familiar with first responders. Mm-hmm. There's a medical emergency and somebody goes in ahead of the ambulance. So the role of second responder was after the hospital has been in. Somebody falls downstairs and they injure their ankle. The ambulance comes and they think, well, we don't really need to take this lady into hospital, but who's going to look after her? If we've got somebody who can be there or be in contact with her overnight, if she's got a problem, you can give them a ring, or who just helps them the next day until they get a doctor's appointment, they get a social worker in, that then means that they're not on their own. And some of the research we did was along the lines of, one of the scenarios we used was a lady whose husband works on the oil rigs with two children, and she has a tumble, and they take her into hospital, and she's going to be all right except for a couple of days. Who looks after the kids? Well, the responses we got was, well, hold on, the kids go to the same school as we do. So we can look at that. They can go to school with our kids. They can stay overnight with our kids for a couple of days. We can do that. It just needed somebody to say, well, actually, will you do this?
It used to be the norm, didn't it?
Exactly. And as the late John Kenyuck said to me one day, he said, there's nothing new about any of this, he said. Mm-hmm. When I was a boy in Foxtel, this is what we all did.
Exactly.
He said, if somebody was unwell, there was somebody there with a pot of broth. If somebody had died, there was somebody there to hold the hand. And he was absolutely right. It's just getting back to the old values.
Yeah, we need to remind each other, don't we, that we can all be neighbours to each other and everyone is going to win in that instance.
But how many people know their neighbours?
That's true as well. So maybe out of all of this, we can suggest to people, go and knock on your neighbour's door and say hello and just get to know them, because you never know when you might need each other, you know? And this perfect instance, well, there's so many things that you will do with Live at Home. Karen, if someone's listening to this and they're thinking that one or more of these services could be useful to them, what do they do?
Please contact us on 62 7778, inquiries at Live at Home. Just come and have a chat with us. Can I just mention one other thing? We are doing our Coats for Winter scheme again this year. So we're asking for donations of coats. We will be announcing on our website the areas that the coats are this year. So please look out for that and please donate. And let's keep people warm on our island this winter.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.